Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. At this hour, we move on with our ongoing reflections in Romans chapter 1. We are still at verse 5, defining one final word. The word, Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Well, last time we said Gentiles are non-Jewish peoples, any person who is not a Jew. The Greek word here means a race, a people, a nation distinct from Israel. So that if you tune in as someone who is not Jewish, then you are a Gentile. I am a Gentile. I am not Jewish. So we are the people who the Bible identifies as the Gentiles. And the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the Romans, wants them to know that Jesus has sent him on mission to the Gentile peoples. This would have resonated well with the Romans because Rome was Gentile. And there is a very intriguing discussion among theologians and Bible commentators about how many Gentiles and how many Jews converted to Christ were in the church at Rome. Was the church to whom Paul writes largely Gentile or Jewish? Great question. Fascinating cases are presented, and I thought about taking the time to share these with you, but tick-tock goes that clock. With limited time, I will focus elsewhere. Except to say this, after studying the history, I believe the Christians at Rome were largely Gentiles, non-Jews, although there were certainly a large group of Jewish Christians present. So when this letter arrives and it is read, both Gentiles and Jews who believe in Jesus Christ heard it read, and they take Paul's vast and in-depth teaching to them seriously. Are you listening as someone who is interested in history? Perhaps the Roman Empire has grabbed your attention? Are you into the history of the Bible? Well, this will be a question that fascinates you. If so, send me an email or letter and let's discuss. For today, picking up on what I shared yesterday, let me remind you that the Apostle Paul saw himself as an apostle to the Gentile people. Further along in Romans chapter 11 and verse 13, Paul says, "I am an apostle of Gentiles." Romans 11:13. And then capture what he says to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8. I am reading Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8. "To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ." As a Gentile, I love this. Paul preached to my ancestors the unfathomable riches of Christ. If you would get a hold of a Bible and read about the Apostle Paul's missionary journeys in the book of Acts, you will see how his preaching of the gospel started with the Jews and then expanded to reach across the Roman Empire into Gentile communities. You will read about Paul in the synagogues, convincing his fellow Jews about the truth of the gospel. And then from there, on foot and transported by ship, walking and talking about the truth of this same gospel to non-Jews. Paul reaches the Jews and the Gentiles. And I'll have more on this on the next edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.